Good morning and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Mo'ili'ili Honganji. Mo'ili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.mo'ili'ili honganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Mrs. Thelma Ando, in memory of Mr. Minoru Matsuura. Our speaker this morning is Dr. George Tanabe, Professor Emeritus of the University of Hawaii. Good morning, Dr. Tanabe.
Good morning. This is George Tanabe, and I welcome you to another broadcast of The White Way. I know there are many of you who share in the sadness I feel about the passing of Yoshiaki Fujitani, who held so many influential positions in the Honpa Honganji organization and was recognized as a great community leader here in Hawaii. His career is too wide and deep for me to cover in this short talk, so what I would like to do is offer some memories of my relationship with him. When I started my teaching career in the Department of Religion at UH Manoa in 1977, Yoshiaki Fujitani had already been serving as bishop for 2 years, and I always addressed him as Bishop. But in his typical understated way, he asked me to call him Yoshi instead of Bishop, but it seemed too informal for me to call such a distinguished person in such an informal manner, so I settled on Yoshiaki, which is what I called him for the many years that I knew him. Like many universities, UH was a kind of enclave unto its own self, with the usual kind of town and gown separation. In my experience at the university, Yoshiaki was the first to bridge that divide by inviting the religion department faculty over to his residence for dinner. Several faculty members, myself included, were surprised by the invitation, since no one could remember any other time in which a local religious leader invited the entire department to his or her home. One faculty member said that he must want something from us. When we arrived at his residence, his family welcomed us, and Yoshiaki must have sensed that we might have been wondering about his motives for his hospitality. Fortunately, we didn't have to ask him about his motives, and as we finished the first round of kanpai and drinks, Yoshiaki said, "You must be wondering why I invited you over tonight. Well, I just thought we should get to know each other better." That was it. We relaxed and had a good time enjoying Japanese food and interesting conversation. A few years later, my colleague David Chappell and I organized an international conference of scholars and religious leaders to gather in Hawaii for interfaith discussions about Buddhism and Christianity. Hawaii is one of the few places with so many Buddhists in a largely Christian community, and we have had a long history of interfaith dealings. Yoshiaki was an early leader in interfaith dialogue, and he would go on to promote such cooperative activities throughout his career. While our Buddhist-Christian Dialogue project was primarily an academic event, we organized a whole series of grassroots community discussion groups consisting of church and temple members, not only on Oahu, but on the other islands as well. As you might imagine, this was a complicated effort, and it turned out that the question was not so much about what did Yoshiaki want from us as what did we want from him. He played a key role in helping us reach out to the Buddhist community, and on top of that, he worked so easily with Catholic and Protestant leaders, most of whom he knew personally. The first event was such a success that we went on to organize successive meetings. All of this led to the founding of the Society for Buddhist Christian Studies, an international organization that publishes a journal called Buddhist Christian Studies and continues to meet regularly at academic conferences. The whole project grew larger and larger, and with it came some complicated problems. There was one issue that was particularly troubling, and I turned to Yoshiaki for help in finding a solution. By this time, he was director of the Buddhist Study Center, and I met with him at his office. He listened quietly as I vented and complained, recognizing that neither he nor I were in a position to resolve the matter, he responded to my concerns in a very surprising way. "You know what," he said, "how would you like a bowl of noodles? I always find that when I have a problem that I cannot solve, it helps to have a bowl of noodles." He went into the kitchen and after a while came back with two bowls of instant ramen loaded with toppings. By that time, I had calmed down, and we enjoyed our noodles. I must say that I've never had instant ramen that tasted so good. As the years went by, we cooperated in other ways, but nothing that was as involved as the Buddhist Christian Project, the administration of which shifted from UH to other universities on the mainland. There was a lessening of interest in interfaith dialogue in our local community, and once when Yoshiaki and I were talking about the good old days, he lamented the demise of interest in interfaith issues in our community. After his years of service at Honpa Honganji, Yoshiaki became the president of BDK Hawaii, which is dedicated to distributing Buddhist books, especially that orange and yellow book called The Teaching of Buddha. I retired from the university in 2006, and in 2009, I was asked to succeed Yoshiaki at BDK Hawaii. Once again, Yoshiaki led the way for me, and I followed in his footsteps. One of the programs that Yoshiaki started while he was at BDK Hawaii was, not surprisingly, an interfaith program funded by BDK and administered by Chaminade University. The program has sponsored a wide variety of public lectures, workshops, symposia, and performances involving perspectives from Jewish, Christian, Islamic, Native Hawaiian, and Buddhist traditions. Most recently, programs have addressed community concerns about suicide prevention, stress management, especially in these pandemic times, and the creative expressions of wellness. When we reorganized the program a few years ago, we officially renamed it the BDK Yoshiaki Fujitani Interfaith Program, thus ensuring that Yoshiaki will always be remembered for his many contributions to the betterment of interfaith relations here in Hawaii. We live in a time of strife between so many religious communities, and Yoshiaki understood that good relationships do not happen by themselves, but by the deliberate efforts of people of goodwill. We're all aware that Yoshiaki was instrumental in founding another program of goodwill, and that is the Living Treasures of Hawaii that honors a wide spectrum of people who have contributed to the betterment of our society. This program has a very broad outreach, and in the past has honored the late Reverend Dr. Ehan Numata, the founder of Bukkyo Dendo Kyokai, or BDK, and also his son, Reverend Toshihide Numata, chairperson of BDK Japan for many years. BDK, the Society for the Promotion of Buddhism, is an international organization supporting the betterment of understanding of Buddhism through academic programs, translations of Buddhist scriptures, distribution of Buddhist educational materials, and community programs. Ehan and Toshihide Numata were ordained Jodo Shinshu ministers, and they reached out to a wider religious and secular community, just as Yoshiaki did from his base in the Honpa Honganji. This broad vision will be, I believe, the lasting legacy of Yoshiaki Fujitani. Though firmly rooted in one religious tradition, he reached out to others, working for the betterment of all. The BDK Fujitani Interfaith Program will continue his work of creating better understandings and mutual relations, and particularly at this time when he is no longer with us, his legacy will persist and the program will continue to organize events for the betterment of everyone. Yoshiaki's vision was idealistic, to be sure, but it was rooted in the practicality of reaching out to the Department of Religion so that we could just get to know each other better, or of serving a bowl of noodles when we face a situation beyond our control. We shall all miss Yoshiaki, but his legacy will continue. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Tanabe, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moililihonganji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, June 6th, the speaker at our 9 a.m. Zoom and memorial service will be Reverend Umitani. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, Mrs. Selma Ando, and our speaker, Dr. George Tanabe, Professor Emeritus of the University of Hawaii. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Reverend Sean Yagi, Resident Minister of the Aea Honganji Mission. Namo Amida Butsu.